7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, no, this is gonna be très dangereux. Should I take my coat off? No, I'm gonna leave it on. Okay, what's happening? What's going on here? The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the dubious goals committee. And we locked the car. Lock the car, Tobe. All right, so where are we? What are we doing? Well, I'm wearing my good shoes. It's a very nice day. It's another very, very lovely day. It's warm. It's pushing 15 degrees. In fact, I'm wearing a jacket, and I'm wondering if I should take it off because it's kind of warm, but it's still oh so very damp and wet, although it's drier than it's been. So we're outside today. I'm looking up into the sky and I can see two airplanes at once kind of crossing each other. I can hear dogs barking. I'm looking up into the old heronry. There's no herons. And there's only like one nest left. So yeah, we're out at Tranquility Park today. And I thought maybe we might do something slightly different, but no. Because as I was driving over here, I saw that there was nobody in the parking lots on the other side, you know, by the gyro ball fields. And I said, yeah, let's go to the secret mushroom grounds and all that stuff. And I pulled into there and the parking lot is still just a impassable mud bog. I would have thought it would have dried out a little bit by now, but yeah, no. Of course not. So we came over to this side. Maybe we'll see some dudes. Looking for dudes. And seeing what else is going on. Nice calm day. Very sunny. Very blue sky-y. And I saw that moose again on the way over here. At least I thought it was a moose. It wasn't a moose. It wasn't even a horse or a donkey. But it kind of looks like a moose from 250 meters. Okay, here's what you need to know. As I leave my neighborhood, I have to sort of go over a hill. That is the top of, well, the hill, the interstate. So the interstate is. So, you know, you go over the interstate and start heading downhill towards the Papio Valley. Either way, in my neighborhood, I'm heading to one or the other Papio Valleys. I'm basically on a hill. Go downhill in one direction, Papio Valley. Go downhill in the other direction, Papio Valley. So I gotta drive down this one street. It kind of depends on which way I'm going. If I'm just going to Herrenhaven, you know, of course I just drive down Old Maple. But if I am, if I'm coming out here to Tranquility Park or any points further northward, I will sort of take a detour and I will come out a different side street. That's about, I don't know, half a kilometer north of the normal place. Well, anyway, when you come down this particular street, you can see onto the golf course that is next to Herrenhaven. Not the golf course that's by the creek by my house. That's just a little tiny golf course. The golf course by Herrenhaven is a big, real deal sort of golf course. Okay, I'm going to take a pause here so I can look up into some of these trees. Looking up into trees for big birds. Also need to look onto these electrical pylons because I'm in the power corridor and I'm right by the softball fields with their giant softball field lights. So you got to look on all of the tall structures to see if there's any tall dudes hanging out. I'm not seeing any. I can kind of see over into the other heron nests, but they're really blocked and I can't see too well. I can't tell if there's any herons. Wait, no. I can't tell, but we should start seeing lots of herons pretty soon. What's that sound? Big crawling sound up here. What was that? There's somebody up here. Who's crawling around in the grass over here? Oh, somebody's down here. I can't see him, but I can hear him. Who's down here? Is it a Mati? Where are you, Mati? Somebody's hiding from me. I can hear you. I can hear you. What am I looking for? I can't see anything. We're at that wacky ravine. We're at that deep, muddy, crappy ravine we always got to cross. And there's somebody down in here. Somebody who's very, very hidey. Now I can't. They either stop moving. Okay. Damn. Tricky. Alright, which way do I want to go? I've got to traverse this crappy mud. You know, it seems to me like if we would have gone that way, that would have been a lot smarter, but some days it's just not about smart, is it, Tobe? No, it's not. Kind of like today when I saw that moose. What moose, Tobe? There's no damn moose where you live. Okay. So there I was, driving down the street that sort of overlooks... It offers you a good view of the golf course. As you drive down the street, you can look across the little valley to the golf course and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we got animal tracks in this mud right here. Whoever's making that sound crawling around in the grass is also leaving tracks. And we got tracks here. We got marmot tracks. We got something else tracks. Maybe raccoon. I can't really tell. Okay, so driving down the street and looking onto the golf course, you can see well onto the golf course because of the way the lay of the land rolls. You can just see forever. And how did I do this last time? Oh yeah, walked around this way. And on the golf course, way, way, way back there on the other side of the hill, and you can just sort of see it if the sunlight is good. And oh god, I'm stuck in mud. And very astute listeners will remember that we've actually talked about this particular feature of the golf course on a very specialized episode of the Dubious Goals Committee about a year ago. In fact, I think it was last spring. Okay. I have traversed the damn mud ravine. Oh, back on the plane. Looking up into trees. Anyway. Out there, near one of the tee boxes, kind of at the top of the hill, on the opposite hill, And this is clear as day, because you're just looking at this nice green field. And basically, there's this sort of water cooler stand. Thought I smelled something there. Anyway, yeah, there's this water cooler stand. And it's, it's not ornate. You know, it's just like 4x4s. It's big, chunky wood. And it's painted brown. And it has a big water cooler on it that's painted the same brown color. And so, you can see that from the street. Now, recently, within the last week, the golf course guys have moved a trash can or something. There's something else on the golf course close to this little water cooler stand. I'm not sure what it is. I thought it was a trash can, but it's got to be something smaller. I'm going to have to go look. And, they moved it. And now, in the position that this is in, from a long distance away, like more than 250 meters, you know, consider 300, this looks like a moose or a big horse or a mule that is foraging, a four-legged animal that has its neck down, you know, head down on the ground, you know, grazing. So now imagine a grazing moose that you're looking at from sort of a three-quarter angle from the front. It looks like a damn moose. And it's been messing me up for a couple of days. I first noticed it about, three or four days ago? When was the last time we managed to go outside? And we went to Herrenhaven. Not yesterday. It was like... Anyway. I said, wait, is that a moose? Is that a moose on the golf course? No, of course it's not a moose on the golf course. Is it a horse? No, of course you would say, no, of course it's not a horse. There's no horses on the golf courses. Well, yeah, but maybe a horse got loose. Maybe a horse escaped. That could happen. And I do live pretty close to a horse neighborhood, but not that close. Yeah, there's actually a couple of neighborhoods in my city where you are allowed to keep horses and sometimes other livestock when normally that would be against the rules. Weird grandfather clauses and that kind of stuff. Always funny. So anyway, I've walked around to the back of the softball fields here and I am noticing just tons, boatloads of little animal tracks, trails. Animal trails that sort of go up to the back of the fields. I can imagine snoodlers and stuff wanting to get up in there because there is a concession stand. So I imagine there is food trash. And food trash attracts snoodlers. Alright, so now I'm looking for a moose. Now this funny thing is this moose, this thing that looks like a moose, we can actually get to it. Because it's kind of by the secret entrance of the golf course. Hey, is that something? Is that an egret in the tree? No, it can't be. It's not quite egret season. We've got another month before egrets. Is that just a white stick on a dead branch? Must be. I'm looking at this giant other creek. Remember we were here the other day when we found the two little creeks? Well, this second little creek, I was like, what the hell is this other little creek? Where does this come from? That can't just be drainage from the neighborhood. No, it's not drainage from the neighborhood. This is the old dam spillway. Say, oh, okay. When I was driving around there yesterday, I figured it out. Or not yesterday, a couple days ago. That little creek over there is the outflow of Lake Standing Bear. And that then goes doodly doodly doo doodly doo, goes down into the patio. But there are some big trees, big cottonwoods and stuff. I'm looking into these trees looking for large birds. There are none. I don't see any birds. So, yeah, we're walking around back here. Now, there's another little forested area over here. And it looks like there's some paths in here. Oh, yes, there's part of the bike trail goes through here and blah, blah, blah. A lot of big dog tracks around here. And what else do we got? I'm looking for things. Oh, there are animal paths around, too. This is definitely a potential marmot area, especially in the summer. This is the kind of place where marmots like to have their den, where they're close enough to water, but they're also kind of, they got plenty of space. It's kind of neat. I like the forest. Oh, I see. So yeah, there's some kind of sort of track around here for the softball field maintenance. And the bicycle track goes through here too. Oh, is this a bike ramp right up here? Da-da-da-da. Yeah, all along this trail there are the occasional bike ramps that you can choose to launch yourself off of or not. It all depends on how you feel on any given day. And where does this trail go? It winds back up there through some more foresty bits. Little weasel trees. Oh, and the neighborhood gets back up here too. We got some, I can see the backs of houses about 50 meters away. Ugh. I bet this would be an interesting place to live. Only because, you know, the odds of you seeing, like, deer. See, these people have fences. That's stupid. Why would you have a fence? When you're right up against the forest, you could have deer and dudes come right up into your backyard. How fun would that be? Yeah, that'd be the funnest thing ever. I get dudes in my backyard, mostly snoodlers. Raccoons and possums and the occasional stray cat. And something has recently been leaving muddy footprints on my deck. Something got on my deck with muddy feet. I couldn't tell what it was. It looked kind of like raccoon prints. Alright, so we got little copse of trees to go through here. Basically, I'm kind of just walking around all the softball fields. I was kind of wondering if there'd be anything interesting back here. And, well, yeah, a little bit. But nothing spectacular. I am glad to just get out and walk around on a nice day. Yesterday was kind of slow and weird. And this morning I had funny little almost leg cramps. Had it overnight, too. Had some funny trouble sleeping, so I'm glad I'm back out and moving around. This is good. Yay. So I'm kind of curving back around. Oh, you hear that? Oh my goodness. Yeah, look over there over the creek. I just heard like a hawk go scraw, scraw. Yeah, it looks like we got three red tails circling around over there. That's almost half a kilometer away. What's in these trees? Anything? No. All right, I'm gonna start working my way back to my car, because that's where also those big birds were. See, we should have stayed over there instead of walking all the way around the damn softball fields. Do, do, do. Okay, where did those guys go? They sort of circled off. They circled around. Oh, I think they're over the cornfield on the other side of the creek now. It's really hard to tell. And now I'm getting trees in my way. But yeah, looks like all the big birds are hanging out over here. Let's go see what they're doing. Oh, there's one who's kind of coming back over in the correct place. Where is he going? What's he doing? Just big, big birds. Where's my herons? See, I'd have thought herons had been here by now. Because usually it's kind of at the end of February. Might depend on many other factors. I wouldn't know. So yeah. Okay. Ka-clunk, ka-clunk, ka-clunk. So now I'm basically back at the parking lot, having made almost a complete orbit of the softball fields. I am sort of vaguely walking back to my car. Backing back toward it. All I can do is keep scanning the skies. Oh, there was something else I was going to tell you too. Now I can't remember what it was. Something awesome. Something awesome that I've been doing. I don't remember. I told you about the fake moose that isn't a moose, but I keep seeing the damn moose that isn't a moose. The moose illusion. Now my back is feeling a little bit weird, but all right. Maybe I just need some food. Maybe I just need to get something to eat. But I don't know what I feel like eating today. Where'd those damn birds go? Well, yeah, it's kind of a slow day today. Wait, Shadow, where is it? There he is, right above me. Two of them, white tails. Yeah, there they go. Okay, boom, zoom, this guy pulls up, lands on the lighting tower for the softball fields. The other guy, zoom, zoom, and he scoops up and flaps, and he lands on the other lighting tower. Ha, ha, ha. So now we've got two hawks staring at each other from clusters of lights. Okay, this guy's about 60 meters away. The other guy's 120 meters away. They're on these giant light poles. They got lights on them. Red tails. Red tail hawks. Where'd the other guy go? Where's that third one? I'm looking around. I don't see him. Check all the other light fixtures. Okay, so we got lighting engineers. Okay, this guy's lifting off. He's soaring over to the other cluster, boom, and he lands right next to his buddy. Maybe it's his girlfriend. Okay, so they're not enemies that were having combat. They are just buddies zooming around. And now they're sitting up there on the other light pole amongst a cluster of giant lights, being majestic birds. being majestic red-tailed hawks. So those guys, now they're just hanging out. They don't look like they're doing much other than just, yeah, sitting there. I think they're gonna hang out and look for some food. That's a good place to be. That's a good place to be, because now they can see any little rodents that are running across the softball fields. And zoom down. Wait, what's speaking of zoom? Oh no, okay. Yeah, I thought I was seeing another zoom bird, a bird in dive mode on the other side of the creek, but no, it was just a little bird up close on this side of the creek. Oh, our two hawks are still up there. I'm looking on the tops of all the other lighting poles and on these massive power poles. Is that something up there? Maybe. Oh yeah, we got little birdies. We got all kinds of little birds running around doing little bird stuff. We got big birds. But we've got no ground animals. Where's all the little mammals? Where's my mantis? Where's my scraties? That's the weirdest thing. We haven't seen scraties in a while. There's a dog back there running around. There's a lady with her dog having fun. Kind of under the old heron trees. That dog's just having fun running on that trail. Run, run, run! Jump, jump, jump! He's having a good time. As for me, am I starting to get warm? Is it getting hot in here? I have returned to my car. And, yeah, I'm done. I'm going to end this early because I got nothing better to do. Actually, I got tons of better stuff to do, and that's why I want to go do it. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.